We're not alone, Sunny Coast.
Oh, mate. Don't get
me
started.
Aliens are out there.
The sky is a scary place, but last night it was a very cool place. Social media started blowing up, and this is how I was alerted to it, with reports from Sunny Coasters saying that they'd seen a green flash in the sky.
Well, I'm part of a Facebook group called Australian Meteor Reports.
Of course you are.
And there are people in there that know a lot more than me about a whole heap of stuff, and they're saying some meteor flew over. It was this big green flash of light about 7:30-ish.
Yep.
Ish last night. We need to get to the bottom of it.
So we have got the smartest person we've ever had on this show.
Wow.
She's an astrophysicist, a research fellow in the Centre for Astrophysics at the University of Southern Queensland, Dr. Rebecca McElroy. Hello, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me, guys.
I feel like we've got to be on our most intelligent behaviour, Tassie.
Yes.
Rebecca, talk to us about what happened in the sky last night.
Yeah, so last night I think we got a particularly bright and colourful show from a small meteor that's come along in Earth's path. And what happens when this happens is if they're quite small, then when they hit the atmosphere, it generates a lot of heat. And so that causes them to kind of break up and emit lots and lots of light. And so that's what we saw last night. The green colour just kind of tells us something about the composition of that particular comet.
Okay, so it was a meteor, not an asteroid. What's the difference?
I mean, it's colloquially much of a muchness.
Okay.
But we call these things meteoroids before they enter the atmosphere. And then once they are in the atmosphere, they are meteors.
And how big is it?
I'm not sure if we know precisely how big it was, but like realistically, probably smaller than a grapefruit. So not very big at all. Most of the time, when you see comets in the sky, they're tiny, tiny little objects, like small, like fingernail size things coming down as well.
Fingernails.
Yeah, so there's a whole variety of how big these things can be. So there's, you know, the thing that hit and killed the dinosaurs, which is, you know, very, very large, and then you've got all the way down to just like grains of sand floating around in there. So just has to be somewhere in that distribution, hopefully on the smaller end, so it does burn up and doesn't cause us any dramas.
So yesterday could be, we can't rule it out, but it could be an astronaut's nail clippings falling back to Earth. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I mean, we can't rule anything out, I suppose. But I think it would have been bigger than that one to get that sort of brightness. I mean, it's probably come in at quite a shallow angle, so that means that it'll have come through more atmosphere, meaning that it's had more time to kind of light up and break up as it's come down.
So it wouldn't have landed anywhere on the Earth? It would have broken up before it hit ground?
It's probably broken up before it's come down, but if anything did land, it would have been very, very tiny.
Wow. Tash, shall we go try find it? Do we know?
there are people online saying they roughly know approximately, but it's in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of inland Queensland.
Well, if anyone's going to know, it's going to be these meteor hunters in your Facebook group, because they're so keen. They've got their own like little telescopes and things like that. They'll spot it usually before professional astronomers figure out what's happening yet. So it's very valuable to be in those groups so you can figure out where it's landed.
Now, Rebecca, people, you know, 95% of us would have missed last night's event. Is there anything in the astrophysicist world that you're looking forward to that's coming up that maybe we can be a part of as well, that we can look up at the sky for?
There are some regular meteor showers, so not kind of this sort of fireball that we saw yesterday, but smaller meteor showers. We're talking kind of 10 to 20 an hour, happening actually over the next couple of days. They're called the Lyrids, and there's another one later in the month as well. So you can always look up, are there any meteor showers visible from where you are?
How much of your life do you spend looking up into the sky as an astrophysicist?
Sore neck.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, not enough. I spent a lot of time, you know, looking at data that comes from space, but it's often on my laptop or it's on my screens. And look, there's a lot of emails to be sent about.
Yeah, fair.
And so I would love to spend more time looking up, to be honest with you. Everybody should spend more time looking at the sky.
Absolutely. Well, that's what I'm going to do tonight. Just after this chat, I'm going to hope that there's meteor number two coming our way.
Fingers crossed for you. Fingers crossed.
But like a nice one, a little
coming our way.
One.
I don't want it to hit us.
Dr. Rebecca McElroy from University of Southern Queensland, thank you so much for coming on the show and clearing up what happened in the sky last night.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.